If you were in France 10 years ago when the Quai Branly opened its doors in Paris for the first time, you would have heard this impassioned speech by Jacques Chirac, France's president at the time, and the founder of the Quai Branly Museum.
Au cœur de notre démarche, il y a le refus de l'ethnocentrisme.
At the heart of our approach at Quai Branly is the rejection of ethnocentrism, the indefensible pretension of the West that it alone bears the destiny of humanity.
Le rejet de ce faux évolutionnisme.
We also reject the false view of evolution which claims that some people remain at an earlier stage of human evolution and that their culture, called primitive, only has value as an object of study for anthropologists or at best as inspiration for Western artists.
Source d'inspiration pour l'artiste occidental.
These are absurd and shocking ideas which must be fought. There is no hierarchy in art and culture, any more than there is a hierarchy in humanity. It is this conviction, that of the equal dignity for the cultures of the world, which is the heart and soul of the Quai Branly Museum.
And this museum, this oasis of equal dignity for all cultures of the world, as President Chirac said, is a grand success. This spring, the museum welcomed its 14th million visitor. On average, over 1 million people come to the museum each year. I talked to the museum's president, Stéphane Martin, just before the anniversary festivities. It's been a nice 10 years. You must be very proud of your baby.
Yes, I am. It's been an exciting experience and thrilling for a lot of reasons. First, the success was certainly not assured, and we had no guarantee that Branly would eventually take the place that it did take within the Paris museums. So, and also that there were so many people would be coming and visiting us. So yes, it's been a nice time.
You said 10 years ago, almost to the day, that Quai Branly was indefinable. What did you mean by that? And do you still believe that?
At that time, you know, I was afraid that people would see Quai Branly just as a collection of tribal culture and tribal art. And it's a big museum, and I had a bigger ambition for the place. I wanted it not to be a kind of a pessimistic... You know, what I didn't like in all anthropological museums were the fact that they were extremely sad. At least that's the way I saw them when I visited them when I was a kid. Let me show you something that is doom, that will be disappearing very soon or has already disappeared, and will show you the remains of things which are fading away. And of course, a lot of those things did fade away, but a lot, on the other hand, bloomed to something new, very different, transformed itself. So I wanted the museum to be a kind of a window on how cultures and a huge part of the world that we ignored for so many time lived a different life than the one we did and produced not only art but also a lifestyle, a relation with nature, with environment different from us. So I was very happy that the name of the museum had no meaning. And I was fighting at the time with my own Ministry of Culture, who wanted to call the museum Musée des Arts d'Afrique, d'Amérique et d'Océanie, you know, something very precise and defined. We had the chance of inheriting a collection which is extremely large and with no boundaries. There are sculptures, of course, there are ethnography, that's mostly what's displayed in the museum, but there are also a wonderful collection of paintings that we will display in 2 years, I think. There's a huge library, there are photographs, and I had in mind a strong and dynamic policy of contemporary photography, this kind of things.
There is a strong philosophical, if not political, idea, in fact, behind the Quai Branly.
Yes. Well, Chirac was maybe one of the few politicians of his generation who was convinced that multipolarity, that cultural diversity was to stay. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm 60 years old, when I was a kid, I was convinced that we were going to a kind of a global, you know, united world For the best and the worst. The best would be that death penalty would go away, that the influence of religions, for example, would be less important. For the worst, that we're going to eat McDonald's every day and speak a kind of, you know, broken English everywhere. And it's just the contrary that happened. And Chirac has the conviction that the world was built on this diversity, that this diversity is itself built on strong cultural differences, which are wealth, which are a good thing. And he wanted Branly for that. The big question of the year 2000 is, what can we do with this planet? How to do something better? How can we live together when we'll be 10 billions? How can we live together with the pregnancy and the strengths of the religions, for example? So his vision of this museum is highly political. It was also a gesture addressed to Africa, for example, specifically the part which is in the Louvre, the fact that we have a room in the Louvre, the fact that there are a few masterpieces from Africa, from Mexico, 2 or 3 meters or yards away from the Mona Lisa. I mean, on a symbolic point of view, it's very strong and important. So Branly is the mixture of all that: policy, politics, culture, and a vision of the world, looking to the future, not to the past.
To celebrate the museum's 10th anniversary, the K. Branly had a non-stop weekend and didn't close its doors for 2 days. Everything was free, all the exhibits and conferences, and there were all manner of goings-on in the museum gardens, too. Everything from yoga on the rooftop to lessons on the steel pan drums to Saturday night's African ball, and there were Hakka lessons. Stéphane Martin, are you going to let your hair down and do the haka?
Well, letting my hair down might be a little bit difficult.
Mr. Martin is bald.
And my haka is terrible, although I practice it on several occasions, but I'm not very good at haka. But I'm sure you are already. We've had regular haka classes and opportunities to learn, so I'll come and I'll watch you.
Thank you so much, Stéphane Martin, and congratulations on your beautiful museum.
Thanks a lot. See you this weekend.
Branly. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.